The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, so you can take a moment to settle in to a meditation posture. Maybe move your body a little bit if needed, so that your body is relaxed, also somewhat alert. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes if you haven't already. And we'll start with contacting the body, becoming aware that we're sitting here, aware of the sitting position, sitting posture. And to relax, we can do a short body scan. Start with the head, top of the head, and just some gentle and kind attention to that area of the body, down to the forehead, eyes, cheeks, the jaw, and some gentle attention for your neck and throat. Shoulders, and just being with the body part. And often that already gives some relaxation, just your kind and gentle attention. And the arms and the hands. Chest, the upper back, belly, lower back, buttocks, and the whole hip area. Gentle and kind attention. Just a simple being. Being with upper legs. Knees. Lower legs, the feet. Maybe you can feel the contact of the feet with the surface beneath. Whatever surface you're on, below that, somewhere is the earth. Maybe below the foundation of the building you're in, maybe several stories down if you're in an apartment, a condo. Somewhere down there, you can feel that we are connected with the earth. You can feel supported by the earth, always carrying us around. Wherever we are, tune into the body as a whole? Is there any difference with before the body scan? It doesn't have to be, but maybe there is some difference. You can also have the intention that the mind may relax. Maybe lots of thoughts come up about the day, yesterday, tomorrow. Maybe there are feelings or moods present. I can tune in what is most obvious in this moment. Maybe that is a mood, an emotion, thought. Maybe it's something in the body. Hardness or coolness, warmth, pain. Discomfort. Maybe it's a sound. Whatever it is. Maybe we can just simply recognize whatever is most obvious for us right now. That changes all the time as well. One moment, it's a sound. Another moment, maybe a thought or a mood. Mindfulness of, or awareness, just simply recognizing what is happening now. And now. And now. Just a simple knowing what is happening when it is happening. You can stay with the simplest sensations. Don't have to make it difficult. Don't have to search for anything. You can just allow it to come to us. For waiting for a sensation or something in the mind to come to us. And then when it is there, you recognize it. Even if it's something unpleasant, something we don't really want. Maybe a difficult emotion, maybe a sound that is unpleasant, maybe a thought stream of pain. If it's unpleasant, we can try to receive and allow this unpleasantness too. If we absolutely don't want to receive or allow it, we can try to receive and allow that we don't want the other thing to happen. We can try to receive our aversion towards it. can sometimes help to generate some curiosity, some interest in this present moment. What is it like right now? Will we be curious about the experience of body and mind in this moment? Even if it's boring, maybe we can be interested in boredom. What is it like in the body and in the mind to be bored? Know that whatever is happening in this present moment, it's part of our human experience. It's part of being a human to experience thoughts, emotions, moods, physical sensations. It is just nature, it's our nature to experience this. What is happening inside of us, we can see this is just like a weather system coming through. Like maybe there's sunshine. Maybe there are clouds. Maybe there's a storm. It's just passing through you. Just like outside weather comes and goes. Our inside weather also comes and goes. Continue in silence. the last few minutes of meditation, allow the weather that is arising for you right now to be there, to stay for as long as it wants to, and to pass. It will also pass again. And some other weather will come up. Just let it arise, stay, and pause. End of your meditation like this, we can take a moment to cultivate some gratefulness for the time that we have taken for ourselves to meditate, taking the time to be interested in our own body and mind. Maybe you can be grateful for that that's available for you. You can also be grateful for other people that are practicing here right now. Together, it gives an extra dimension to our meditation. Can help us stay a bit more focused and present. We can be grateful for each other, appreciate each other's presence and each other's meditation. And through meditating, we generate wholesome and beneficial energies, often called merit in Buddhist circles. This merit, these beneficial energies, we can share that with all beings. It kind of multiplies itself. If we share it, we still experience the benefits of the meditation, and then we can share it with all beings everywhere. We can form the intention, may all beings everywhere share in our beneficial energy. May it help them. May they be free from suffering. May they be at peace.